Good afternoon. I want to thank the Institute for giving me the opportunity to present this study. Well, this is the outline that I will follow. And well, the World Health Organization estimates that approximately 10% of couples experience some form of infertility problem, although this figure may vary from region to region. And infertility often results from a combination of several male and female problems. As you can see in the slide, there are some potentially modifiable lifestyle factors associated to infertility. And I would like to focus on the diet. Several cohort studies found association between some diet factors and an ovulatory infertility. For example, Willett and his team found that high intake of low-fat dietary foods may increase the risk of an ovulatory infertility, while high-fat dietary foods may decrease this risk. As you can see, relative risk is up to 1 for low-fat dietary foods. And usual range of intake levels of lactose and calcium may not affect fertility. Regarding carbohydrates, as we can see in the slide, relative risks are up to 1. The amount and also the quality of carbohydrate in diet may be important determinants of ovulatory infertility. And talking about proteins, high intakes of animal proteins increase the risk of an ovulatory infertility, while vegetable proteins may reduce it. In another study of the same team, of Willett's team, also consuming trans unsaturated fats instead of carbohydrates or another kind of fats may increase the risk of ovulatory infertility. Again, relative risks are up to 1. And finally, Willett's team found that consuming multivitamin supplements at least 3 times per week was associated with a reduced risk of ovulatory infertility. These associations appear to be mediated in part by folic acid. So all these findings are consistent with multiple lines of evidence suggesting a role of insulin and glucose metabolism on fertility. Factors known to increase insulin resistance, such as increased body weight and decreased physical activity, or sustained hyperglycemia, have been associated with an increased risk of infertility due to ovulatory dysfunction. However, all these associations need to be confirmed by other studies. In addition, it's known that greater adherence to a Mediterranean diet confers a significant protection for overall mortality, as well as cardiovascular disease mortality and incidence of cancer and degenerative diseases. But evidence about Mediterranean diet and fertility is scarce. Recently, a study conducted in the Netherlands found that a high adherence to the Mediterranean dietary pattern increase the probability of achieving pregnancy after in vitro fertilization. So considering the available evidence, we thought it might be interesting to investigate associations between a Mediterranean or a Western dietary pattern and difficulty for getting pregnant in a Mediterranean cohort of university graduates, the SAM project. Well, for that, we conducted a nested case control study within the frame of the SAN project. Briefly, the SAN project is a dynamic, multipurpose, and prospective cohort study to assess the benefits of the Mediterranean food pattern. It started in December 1999 in the Department of Preventive Medicine and Public Health of the University of Navarra. Participants are university graduates all over Spain, and they are contacted every 2 years through mailed questionnaire. In our study, cases were female participants who referred that had consulted a doctor due to difficulties to get pregnant, and controls were female participants not having consulted a doctor for difficulty to get pregnant and having at least one child. Cases and controls were matched according to age and follow-up time in the cohort. Information on diet, demographic, and lifestyle factor were collected from the baseline questionnaire, and the outcome was collected from any of the follow-up questionnaires. So firstly, we perform a principal component analysis to identify the main dietary pattern of the participants in the cohort. And once we identify the patterns, we obtain a quantitative score for each participant by summing the consumption of each food group. We divided our sample according to quartiles and conducted conditional logistic regression to assess the association between the food patterns and our outcome, adjusting for potential confounders. So now I will show the main results. We don't have enough time, but just to say that we found that 7.9% of the women have consulted a doctor due to difficulties getting pregnant. And after matching on age and follow-up time in the cohort and excluding women with extreme caloric intake and missing values, we had 485 cases and 1,670 controls. Baseline characteristics of the participants are displayed in the table. As you can see, and it was expected, cases have less children than controls. The rest of variables were very similar among the groups, between the groups. And also, cases use vitamin supplements less frequently than controls. And regarding the pattern, the principal component analysis yield two main dietary patterns. As you can see in the slide, Mediterranean pattern has in green, has a high consumption of vegetables, fruit, fish, poultry, low-fat dairy products, olive oil, and whole grains. Except low-fat dairy products, the rest of the foods seem to be beneficial for fertility. On the contrary, the Western pattern has a high consumption of meat, carbohydrates, trans fat acids that are not beneficial for fertility. Well, after conducting the logistic regression, we did not find a statistically significant association between the Western dietary pattern and the consultation to a physician due to difficulty to get pregnant. Well, in the y-axis refers to the odds ratio and x-axis to quartiles of the dietary pattern. Higher quartile corresponds to a higher score in the pattern. And, of course, the model was adjusted for potential confounders, but we didn't find association. And regarding Mediterranean pattern, there was a statistically significant lower odds of consulting due to a difficulty to get pregnant among women with the highest adherence, quartile 4, the highest adherence to the pattern compared to those with the lowest adherence, quartile 1. Nevertheless, the linear trend test was not statistically significant. In conclusion, we found a low rate of reported, self-reported difficulty for getting pregnant in the SAN cohort, a higher adherence to the Mediterranean dietary pattern might have a protective effect on fertility. Further studies are needed to verify the benefits of the Mediterranean diet on fertility. In the meanwhile, a slower intake of carbohydrates, animal proteins, trans fatty acids, and a high adherence to a Mediterranean diet reduce risk of major chronic diseases. Women planning to become pregnant could consider this dietary strategy. Thank you very much.